I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on Florida Stories. For our first Florida story, we're going to go down to the Miami area where we have a Florida woman who is pulled over, and it's the middle of the night, and it's on the weekend, and you know what's about to happen. So the cop walks up with the body cam footage, and she looks like she's maybe between 20 and 25 years old. Kind of, I don't know, how do you say, beautiful? But clearly she's had some sort of intoxicant enter her bloodstream this night. And so it starts out normal, just like your regular old Florida DWI, like this.
Deputy's with the sheriff's office. All right, the reason you're getting stopped is you're all over the road. You got a call about you, about reckless driving. All right, what's going on tonight?
I gotta get home.
All right, how much have you had to drink tonight?
Not a lot.
Not a lot? All right, and you have a license on you?
Yeah.
All right. So this is a story we've heard before. How much have you had to drink? Oh, not a lot, but she's slurring. She's having a hard time understanding the request coming from the cop. She's swerving all over the road. The reason why I have to cut it off there is when she is asked to step out the car, she's not wearing any drawers. I don't know what y'all say up north, but in the south, that's just a nice way to say she's got nothing on. No pants, no panties, no thong, no G-string, no dental floss. She's got nothing. Nothing. And there's no more to the story there. I just thought that was kind of hot, actually. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
All right. For our next Florida story, we're going to the Pensacola area where a Pensacola man is in trouble for firing some shots out of his vehicle. All right. Well, that's frowned upon in any state. But what makes this special? What makes this worthy of the Florida story's glory? Well, the guy that's taking the shots, he's a 21-year-old Florida man, and he's doing so in a work vehicle. Not only is it a work vehicle, but it has the logos emblazoned on the side of the vehicle from which the shots are fired. And on top of that, it is a Florida utility for which he works, Florida Power and Light. And so the 21-year-old Florida man is even dumber than that. On some of these public utility vehicles, they have a dash cam. And by dash cam, I mean it goes both ways. It's looking forward and it's looking into the cab just in case some sort of incident happens and the state's on the hook. They have evidence. So what you can see on the dash cam is there's a dude driving. There's a 21-year-old Florida man who hangs out the back window and he has on a mask and gloves and he squeezes off some rounds into a car over what? Over a road rage incident. That's it. Over a road rage incident. So now what we have is our 21-year-old Florida hero charged with attempted homicide, discharged from a vehicle, shooting into a vehicle, damaging property, and possession of a weapon by a Florida delinquent, which means this isn't the first time he's gotten in trouble either. So yeah, road rage. Was it that important that you made your point over someone who didn't exercise your preferred level of etiquette on the road? I think not. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Deltona, Florida. And in Deltona, we have a 23-year-old Florida man who is now in trouble for a rash of car break-ins. And what makes this story a particularly Florida-esque story, what rises, hey, why do you have some guy that's doing simple vehicle burglary? How does that make it on Florida stories? What's the catch? Here's the catch. Ding Dong has very obvious face tattoos, and so he's caught on multiple cameras breaking into cars. You know, all you got to do is get him on an apartment camera or a Ring doorbell or something. The face tattoos make it completely obvious who is doing all this. And so once you get caught for one of them, they can tie you to all these other ones because all they need is the haziest of surveillance cameras, and they can, attach, hey, who's got this goofy thing over one eye with them? There's a cross there, and then there's what looks like a couple of eighth notes under the other eye. Face tattoos, you know, I, even if it looks cool, you should really try and think this over if you're going to enter a life of crime, because being that identifiable is not going to overlap well with your chosen profession. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What? What?
All right, for our next Florida story, 11 years old. Yes, 11 years old. What am I talking about?
A judge says the 11-year-old boy accused of shooting two of his teammates during a football practice will stay in custody at the juvenile detention center. That decision was made today after an emotional hearing where the boy's defense attorney and prosecutor shared new details about the circumstances that led to the gunfire.
Yeah, y'all thought I was playing. An 11-year-old is accused of shooting 13-year-olds at football practice. That really happened. Allegedly, reportedly, whatever keeps me from getting sued. But yeah, that really happened in Florida. Yikes. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
On our next Florida story, we go to Okaloosa County, where a Fort Walton man is in trouble because there was a road rage incident. Oh, really? Another road rage incident? How many of these? Well, we've already had one on the show today. So, yeah, these are pretty common. However, what makes this one so special? I'm sure there's many road rage incidences in Florida over the week. Well, let's get the report from ABC Channel 3 WEAR.
An Okaloosa County charter school teacher's arrest after a road rage incident is causing some concern.
The Walton County Sheriff's Office says Brandon Crumbly pulled a gun on a 16-year-old driver. WEAR's Yona Gavino is live in the studio now. And Yona, this guy's facing several charges now.
You hear that? Okay, so we get the deal. He's a teacher. Of course he's a teacher. And he's pulling a gun on what? On another adult? No, on a 16-year-old kid. And he's a teacher.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our last Florida story, we have the cop showing up to a minor fender bender. It's in a parking lot, and a guy just tapped another guy, but he's having trouble unwinding himself from the situation because he's extremely drunk. And so when the cops show up, they're like, sir, can you get out of the car? Have you had anything to drink? He's like, oh, I haven't had anything to drink. And so we go to the body cam footage about 8 minutes and 40 seconds in. And he tries to drop the old, do you know who I am scenario? Yes. Do you know who I am? No, drunk Florida man. I don't know who you are. Well, my wife's a cop, if that helps anything, which I'm not sure it does.
Have you had anything to drink today?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Would you be able to feel sobriety exercise?
No. Do you want to feel sobriety? Because I didn't do nothing wrong. I left the goddamn festival, came over here.
Okay. Because you're behind the wheel and you were driving when I got here.
Oh, okay. So you're assuming I'm drunk.
Well, it's your job to disprove me and dispel my fear that you are.
Okay. Bad. So you could tell the little boy behind you that I know Peter Petrakis and everybody. So, okay.
I think he might have been lying. I think he might have had a drink or two that day. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. Follow me on X at Florida Stories J.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.